So not too long ago, I held this workshop at WPPI where I gave my top 30 creative strategies to get photography clients as fast as possible without paid ads. And it killed it. It sold out. It was incredible. I've been sitting on it for a little while and I've decided to bring it back. To bring it back and to give it directly to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pay anything either. I just want to help you grow your business. Each day for 3 days, I'm going to share with you 10 ultra unique creative ways to attract dream clients to your photography business without spending a bunch of money. I'm calling this thing the 3 day client blitz, and it is pure gold. For 3 days, I'm going to give you so many creative ideas to get clients into your business right now. Just go to sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. BLITZ. I can't wait to give you some incredible ideas. Hey, you are listening to the Six Figure Photography Podcast with Ben Hartley and normally Rachel Greiman. Each week on this show, we help you grow your business by winning more bookings, maximizing your profits, and breaking through your limiting beliefs. Rachel's out today. She's enjoying time with her family. She's doing a little vacation time. So we're going solo today, sans Rachel. Today, I want to talk about an equally important component to winning in your business, just as important as increasing the amount of website visitors that you get. I want you to increase your conversion rate where they become actual inquiries, actual leads. We spend a lot of time focusing on the marketing side of our business, right? How do we get our word out there more? Social media, SEO, all these different marketing things, Facebook ads, whatever it is. But if that's all that you do, you're going to send them to a website. And if the website isn't optimized, if it's not working incredibly hard for you, you'll end up with still nothing. Usually you'll end up with time wasted and money wasted. And so I want to make sure that as people are arriving to your site, that they are converting. This is going to be a 4-part series we're going to do. Today's is going to be part one on how to increase your conversion rate from visitors into actual inquiries into leads. It's not enough to just get in front of the right people. We got to convert the right people into actual leads. And so we've got a 4-part series here. These are going to be quick. I want this to be, I think with a podcast like this, I want it to be very practical, very tangible. That's why I've been doing the 5-minute hot fix. Because I want you to just kind of get the information and then go and execute on this rather than hearing me rant for an hour on something that I could have expressed to you in 15 minutes. So part one of 4. Listen, as we're looking at this across the 4-part series, if you want to convert your visitors into inquiries at a higher rate, you must trigger like the key rules of influence. These are like persuasion triggers. These are incredibly powerful. And whether or not you're doing them, you're doing them. You are persuading people. You are influencing people one way or another. And you can either decide to take ownership over that and bring people into your business because you are the best solution for them. Because you know that your care and your passion and your heart and your work and the client experience that you give, that when you get to serve people, that it is a blessing to them. And so we are going to make sure that we understand these rules of influence and then we use them in the right direction to bring people into trusting us more. Again, you are showing people something. You are influencing people in some way. And if you're unaware of the ways that you're influencing people, you may be influencing people to not trust you. You may be influencing people to go hire somebody else. And so let's actually take ownership over this and address it. So key rules of influence. We're going to address 4 today. There's a few more, but I'm going to address 4 key ones. And before I get into this, I want to give a recommendation here for further reading. If you're interested in this concept on persuasion and influence, check out this bloke's name. His name's Robert, and I don't know exactly the pronunciation of his last name, Cialdini, Robert Cialdini. He has a book literally called influence. And so if you want to do further research into this, go and check out that book. It's a really fun read, really great case studies, fascinating case studies on how we are rather easily influenced, how we're easily persuaded by little shifts, little changes can make such a big difference in the outcome. And so today, number one on our list of four, I want to discuss this rule of influence called authority. And the best way to describe it is, like, I've been in the situation where I have been asked to do something. I've been asked to do something by someone who actually looked like a position of authority versus being asked to do something by someone who did not look like a position of authority. And you can all put yourselves in this situation, right? It's like you're in the hospital room and a doctor comes out with, like, the coat on, the whole shenanigans, and he says, "Sir, we need you to leave." You're probably going to be more likely to leave versus if someone walks in the door and they got a, you know, a t-shirt and jeans on and they're like, "Hey man, you need to leave." It's like, probably not going to listen to the second person because of the rule of authority. The rule of authority states that, like, when we perceive someone, a business, an entity in a position of authority, that we trust them more and we follow their leadership. We view them as the guide for us. And that's ultimately what we are aiming to do with your leads, is they need to feel like they're being guided and that they can fully trust you to handle creating their images, their memories for them. And so a couple ways to leverage the rule of authority on your website. One key way to do this, to show someone that you are an expert, that you can be trusted, that you've got chops, you've got experience, highlight some or one, and it's, I don't know, however many you got, of like the top publications you've been featured on, like right on your homepage. You don't need to show them everything. You don't need to create this massive list, maybe 3 to 6 of like your best publications. If you've never been published anywhere, like, don't sweat it. It's not the end of the world, but like, go do that. It's really actually not that hard. That's a whole other conversation of like how to get published, but like, go work and try to get blogs featured. Try to like see where other people are getting published. Look at your competitors. Where are they getting published? Why aren't you there? All right. Just reverse engineer the system, but you can feature some of your top publications. That's a great way to showcase that. We'll call it that lab coat effect, that like authority effect. Another way to kind of build authority is, again, if people view you as an expert, as someone who, like, you're not just a parent with a camera. You're not with his mom with a cam. You know what I mean? Like, you actually are a professional. You're an expert. A really great way to do this is to actually showcase photographs or videos of yourself doing the thing, like creating the work out on a session, out on a shoot. This is really powerful for wedding photographers because you'll be all in the wedding garb, like looking your best, out with like a client. This is great for family photography. You could have a second photographer do this. You could bring along a videographer or something to do some behind the scenes. But this can be really, really powerful, especially one of the most powerful scenes that you can show is not just you creating the images, but to show you showing the client the results of those, like on the back of your camera, and then seeing them light up, seeing the client just like overjoyed. Like, that visual communicates trust. It communicates expertise and in turn, authority. Another one that you could do, another way to leverage the rule of authority is wedding photographers, portrait photographers, both of these work. Research the locations, research the venues where your target client, they want their photographs taken at. Wedding photographers, like look up the venues that your target client would be at. Family photographers, if you're out in outside of studio stuff, like, where is it that they want these pictures taken? And then create valuable informational content specifically around each of these locations. Build out these landing pages for this. You can link out to these on the homepage, but these are like big signals letting your client know, like, I am an authority in this space. I'm an authority in this venue. This is not my first rodeo. I know what I'm doing. This builds trust versus when they just look at some other photographer. And it's like, okay, cool. They got some pretty pictures on the website. Yeah, everyone's got pretty pictures. But when they compare that person's pretty pictures to yours, but then also the fact that, like, you've photographed at the places that they want their pictures taken at. You are an expert. You are an authority there. They will trust you more. Your conversions will increase. And one of the last things I'll speak to here, as far as today's rule of influence on authority, kind of like what I just said, when you get to get specific with the locations that they want their images taken at, if you can get specific with all of their pain points, all of their problems that you solve for a specific client, you actually get to speak to those in your copy. Okay. Now, this is a very hard business decision to make, but if you can position yourself as an expert in a specific niche represented on each of your landing pages, I'm not saying that you can't photograph families and weddings, but like if your homepage is your homepage, it should focus on one niche. Okay. It doesn't have to be isolated, but it should focus on one niche. And if you know, like, okay, I'm primarily a family photographer. Okay, great. Your homepage should be primarily targeting your family clients. You should be speaking to people looking to hire you as a family photographer. Not if you're interested in family photography, wedding photography, newborns, maternity, I'm your catch. It's like, you are not an authority. You are not being viewed as an expert. Okay. And so we've got to choose. And we've got to choose how we're going to position ourselves on the homepage. And then we speak to that specific client. Y'all, your family clients, they got way different problems than your wedding clients do. And you cannot speak to both of those pain points and the way that you solve them in one page. It's going to confuse people. It's going to muddy the water. It's going to make you essentially untrustworthy. And so if you're going to do multiple niches, I've made other content how you can separate these things out, but you create a landing page. Create a landing page for the other thing. Separate out those keywords as well so you're not confusing Google on what the hell to rank you for. It'll end up ranking you for nothing if you're trying to rank for weddings and family all on one page, okay? And yeah, choose a specific problem that you solve for a specific client. Speak to that. Speak to that. Y'all, I'm going to leave it there. This is rule number one on leveraging influence, leveraging authority on your website. We're going to hit the next three over the following 3 weeks. We'll get Rachel back with us today and bring her charm in on this. And so my friends, thanks for being here today. Until next week, I'll say Rachel's line first. Be kind to yourself and keep showing up.